It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Mayor Phil Goff, how are you?
Morena, Rachel. I'm good, thank you. Yeah, it's good to have some rain.
Yes, we need that.
We're still struggling. Lake levels down to about 50% and 51%, I think. And we are going to have to start considering, you know, mandatory restrictions on things, probably fairly soft start on, you know, using hoses to water gardens. Won't need to do that after the weekend, hopefully. washing down houses, washing cars, all that sort of stuff. Hopefully the rain that we had in the weekend will help a bit, but we would need consistent rain for about 2 or 3 weeks to give us some comfort.
Yes, it is one of those ongoing situations that's kind of maybe been a little bit eclipsed by the COVID crisis at the moment.
Absolutely.
Very much still existing.
You can only take so many crises at once.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, just to talk a little bit about what is going on with COVID-19 and how it's affecting the council at the moment. The council has put a lot of its external contracts on hold. Can you explain what's happening with this? And will the council be looking to restart those contracts once the lockdown period is over?
Yeah, look, it was a difficult decision to take in the sense that you don't lay off 1,100 people lightly, and that will be the ultimate effect of stopping all temp work. About a third of the 1,100 are temp workers. Now, they work for temp agencies, and the temp agencies will be able to request the wage subsidy for them. So they've got a 12-week period where they're at least covered. Some of them are contract workers, where we simply don't have confidence that we're going to be able to move ahead with the projects that they're working on immediately. And some of them are consultants, and exactly the same thing applies to them. We've also put a halt on our filling of permanent positions. We know that there's going to be a big hit to council's revenue. Mm-hmm. More than half of our revenue comes from non-rates, and you know it's things like revenue off Auckland Transport. It's dividends from Auckland International Airport Limited, which won't get paid at all in the next year. That's $60 million by itself. It's venues like you know the zoo and other things that where we're still meeting the costs, but we're not getting any revenue in return. And then on the rates side, there'll be people that quite genuinely won't be able to meet their rates bills, and we'll have to look at deferment and postponement of their rates.
There has been a bit of conversation about the scheduled rates increase going ahead. What's the logic behind that, Phil?
Well, all options are on the table at the moment, but you have to look at all of the implications of each of the options to know which one you might choose. So you could, the 3.5% was scheduled 2 years ago during the long-term plan. That's what's currently being consulted on. There's some talk of rates freeze. That would damage the ability of council to provide essential services and to invest in the big projects, the infrastructure projects that we need, both for the long-term good of the city, but also to stimulate the economy, get people earning incomes again, get the economy moving. So we're going to be looking, starting this Thursday, starting today actually, have our first meeting with the Audit and Risk Committee at all of the options. You know, well, I've said what the bottom line is, that, you know, if somebody is in a genuine hardship position because they've lost their jobs, they can't pay their rates, we would look at postponement, we'd look at deferral of those rates, you know, to be paid back over time, etc. So, you know, you need to do that. That's absolutely essential. What you can do on the other front about what the overall level of rate increases would be, we are in a different world, so we have to take that into consideration. But one of our big problems is that we work to a very tight debt-to-revenue ratio, which determines how much we can borrow. All of our projects, you know, big projects that we're funding for infrastructure, transport, housing, water, all environment, all depend on not exceeding our debt-to-revenue ratio. And if our revenue goes down, we're just going to have to close a lot of those projects down. And that means that you add to the recession that's already going to occur. So it is a balancing act, and we'll be looking very closely at how to balance the things. I mean, I've set out some key priorities. I mean, we've got to be financially responsible. That's the first priority. We can't blow our budget. That puts us the whole city into trouble. We've got to maintain our key services. Mm-hmm. We've got to contribute to the recovery through the infrastructure build that we're doing. And we've got to cater for those who genuinely can't meet their rates bills. And then we've got to look at the overall new environment and whether 3.5, you know, even though we've had the lowest rate increases of any city in the country in the last 3 years, whether that can be sustained with the recession that we're heading into.
Well, I just wanted to touch base a little bit on another thing that the council's been doing around COVID-19, which is the welfare support, because I see that you've had a huge uptake on it. About 3,000 requests for food parcels have been received by the Auckland Council call centre, and that was just in the first week of operation. How is that going at the moment? Is it being able to meet its demand?
Yep, it certainly is. I think this is probably Monday's figures, or could be Sunday's figures. We've had just under 13,000 calls on our contact centre. About 8,500 of those were for food packages. And I know that on the last day before Easter, the last full day before Easter, Easter Thursday, we delivered something like over 1,800 food packages, and I think you'll see those sort of figures really high again today. So essential welfare function. You know, we don't want to see any family not able to put food on the table for their kids. And I've been really happy at the effectiveness and the efficiency of the whole operation that council has coordinated, working with Spark Arena, working with Countdown, working with New Zealand Couriers, getting funding from the government, and just helping people through this really difficult time, particularly those that have lost their jobs and suddenly don't have income and they haven't yet applied for income support.
I'm quite curious, is this going to be continuing beyond the level 4 situation? Will this be continuing into level 3, level 2, or is this just purely for this Rahui period that we're in at the moment?
I don't think we're going to close it down immediately. It was set up to cater for level 4, and the situation that people were in, not able to get jobs, etc., We'll get a bit of a feel for that today with the Treasury release on its scenarios for unemployment. So we'll keep it going beyond the level 4 period, is my guess, and we'll try to keep it going as long as we have that that huge need for that sort of support. Nobody wants to contemplate a city or a country where people just can't get enough to eat and can't get essential hygiene supplies.
Well, the last thing I wanted to talk about this morning is the government's new education rollout, which is obviously to support students learning at home. And we're seeing some new television channels. We're seeing lots of resources being put online and sent to families to help out with the way that students are going to have to adapt to learning in a completely different environment. Does the council have any indication from the government about how long they can expect school closures for?
Some indication, but probably no more than what the wider public has, that it's been following this. School term starts today, actually. No, tomorrow, 15th of April. So nobody will be going back to school or kindergarten or university tomorrow. But what will start tomorrow is that there'll be a whole lot more e-learning. So the government's rolling out support to students for distant learning. So trying to make sure that everyone has some access to education. Part of that is increasing the number of students who've got internet access and devices. Hopefully that'll be a long-term change for the better. Putting out hard copy packs of learning materials for the different age levels. I think we've got two TV channels that will be broadcasting education-related content, and then more online resources for parents. Now, parents will be quite pleased that their kids have got something to occupy some of their time rather than going stir-crazy at home, not being able to get out. But it's also really important for the ongoing education of our kids. So when will it be lifted? I think the Minister has said it won't happen immediately when we come out of Alert Level 4. It will probably be transitioned back in, but it will occur at the time that we are confident that we can that we can come out of lockdown and people can accumulate in significant numbers. I mean, kids at school are obviously packed into a classroom. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to 2 metre distance them in every instance. You can stop holding school assemblies, etc. So the government's got this difficult balancing act of not wanting to lose the gains that we've already made, you know, and we've seen other countries that get the second wave of coronavirus, but not stopping, not putting society on hold mm-hmm. forever. You know, we've got to get people back to work, got to get people back to school.
It is a balancing act.
Trying to find that balance, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we really appreciate your time this morning, Mayor Phil Gough, and we'll chat to you again next Tuesday. Hopefully we get a bit more rain between now and then.
It's raining as we're talking outside.
Hey, thank you very much, Phil.
I'm dancing at my desk. Okay,
that's cheers. Good to hear. Cheers, bye.
Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Gough.
It certainly